My role in life was to protect my more vulnerable sister. She was actually 3 months older than me, but she'd found it difficult to speak, so I'd always spoken for her. I'd sealed up my heart, zipped up my jeans, then walked into the sitting room to tell her. She'd said nothing, just wept in my arms. I'd done everything I could to keep my own tears at bay. For her. For Star. I'd had to be strong because she'd needed me. That was then.
Madam, is there something you need?
A cloud of musky perfume descended from above me. I looked up and saw the stewardess leaning over me.
No, thanks.
You pressed the call bell?
She said in an exaggerated whisper, indicating the rest of the passengers who were all asleep. After all, it was 4 in the morning, London time.
Sorry,
I whispered back, as I removed my offending elbow from the button that had alerted her. Typical. She gave me the kind of nod I remembered one of my teachers had given me when she'd seen me opening my eyes during morning prayer at school. Then, with a rustle of silk, the stewardess disappeared back to her lair.